Welcome to our special edition of Agricultural Awareness and Safety in-depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We are speaking with West Central Valley FFA members Riley Abbott, Abigail Balsmeyer, Jaden Dixon, Paige Donnelly, Jackson Doyle, Riley Reynolds, Cole Sackett, Josie Sackett, and Matt Smith.
Why or how did you get involved with FFA?
I joined FFA because I felt as a farm kid it would be a good experience to do, and I like doing this kind of stuff. It got me involved in doing new activities with FFA to get me out of school, working in school, and it also got me started on working on restoring a tractor.
I joined FFA because my friends were in it and it's a great opportunity to be involved in school.
I joined FFA because my friends told me to go out and it's a good way to get more competition.
I joined FFA because I wanted to further my education in ag and try something new.
I joined FFA because I wanted to be involved in our school and I like agriculture.
I joined FFA because of all the great opportunities that this organization has and where it can take me in my future endeavors.
I joined FFA to be more involved in ag and learn more about and to advocate for the agriculture community.
I joined FFA because I enjoy agriculture and wanted to be more involved in school activities.
I joined FFA because my family strongly encouraged me to do it and I wanted to be more involved in the ag industry.
Now, of course, a lot of you guys, you know, said how you want to learn more or be involved more with ag, and I'm just curious, you can all raise your hands or not. Before FFA, did you all have experience in agriculture before? Okay, so all but one. All right. What would you say is the purpose of FFA?
The purpose of FFA, I would say, is to not only to build leadership skills, but also to grow in your community and just know what agriculture is and what it does for this world.
Some of you are freshmen or some of you are seniors, but what has been maybe one or more of your favorite moments that have involved FFA?
My favorite experiences would probably be the CDE days. They're fun, and I did agronomy this year, and I like judging the different types of seeds and plants that deal with the seeds. It was really fun. I'd have to say that was my favorite part.
I didn't learn too much about FFA until, you know, the last few years. Someone might not really know what a CDE is, if you want to explain what that is.
CDE is for Career Development Event, and it's an event where a bunch of different types of activities happen. Like there's dairy food judging, agronomy, which you judge seeds, there's livestock judging, there's horse judging, and I think that's it. And it just different types of activities that you can do to see which, what, like jobs that are, could be open for you in the future to see if you would like.
I guess another career development event, if I'm speaking correctly, is what you guys do at contests, you know, as far as public speaking goes. There's like parliamentary procedure, there's radio. I can't think of any others I can really name off the top of my head, but are any of you guys really involved in doing that sort of thing? Yeah, I guess if one of you wants to speak on that, as far as how that has gone, you know, with like public address and other stuff with contests.
My team of five girls were on the parliamentary procedure team. We've never done this contest before, and we just all got together and worked on it, learned what we needed to of how to run a meeting. And then we ended up advancing to districts, and then at districts we advanced to state. So that comes up in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. We're really excited to compete.
Parliamentary procedure, did you actively decide, yes, I'd like to do this, or, you know, what was it like being thrown into that?
We all wanted to do a contest, and there were five of us, so that worked best, and we all kind of decided we wanted to try something new and enhance our public speaking skills.
More talking specifically, I guess, on this year, what have been some of your favorite aspects of FFA?
There was six of us that competed in soil judging, and we go to districts for that, and you go and you judge four pits of soil, and then you have to take a test, and we advanced to state on that, and we got to go up to Ames and judge soil there. So that was a really good experience, really fun experience.
We will be right back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Welcome back to our special edition of Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth Program. We are continuing our conversation with members of the West Central Valley FFA.
Yeah, and when is the state convention happening this year?
The 14th and 15th of April.
Okay, so a couple weeks from now, maybe some or maybe all of the FFA chapter went to the national convention last fall, that's right? Did any of you guys go to that? What was that experience like?
Well, that experience is pretty cool because you get to see there are like so many FFA members from not just our state but other states, and you can see how they maybe their FFA chapters are compared to our FFA chapter, and then you can bring those ideas back to our chapter. Maybe we can implement them into our chapter, and you get to do a lot of sightseeing while you're out there. We did a lot of tours. We had a really good concert this year. It was Garth Brooks. So all in all, it's a good trip, and I encourage our other members that haven't gone this year to go next year and in future years.
Kind of delving more specifically into how you guys participated, did you partake in any presentations or, you know, sort of do any discussions with other FFA members at the national convention?
So our advisor, Mrs. Dolch, encourages us all to attend a workshop while we're there, and that's one of the places where you can mingle with other FFA members from other states and get other ideas. So that's where we would come up with the new ideas that we'd bring back to our chapter.
And does the West Central Valley chapter usually always go to the national convention?
Yes, we usually take, most years we take about 6 or 7 kids. It depends, we just take one suburban, and then we travel with our neighboring FFA chapter, which is Nottoway Valley.
As far as community events, I know FFA is usually, you know, you usually do fundraisers, stuff like that. What have been kind of the big events this year as far as being involved in the community and also just, you know, your fellow students?
This year we've done more community service projects such as leaf raking. We adopted a highway and we will clean that up a total of 2 times this year. We did tie blankets that we donated to a school in Des Moines. And then we adopted residents from the care center in Stewart and we gave them gifts for Christmas. And then we also had a food drive.
Selling fruit, was it, or?
A food drive. We do fruit sales too, but we had a food drive.
And what was the food drive for?
We donated it to the food pantry in Stewart.
Riley, you're standing there with just coming from working on a tractor. What is that project about, if you want to share?
Well, we got the tractor donated to the FFA program, and Mrs. Dolch came to me talking if I wanted to help restore it. So I got me and a couple buddies to come work on it. And that tractor to me is a sense of education past high school, because that's something that interests me, is working on stuff, not necessarily full time, but knowledge that I need to know if it's my stuff that breaks. And it's just really fun to work on.
And how old is the tractor?
I believe it's about 1950s. It's a Ford 8N.
And how long have you been working on it? And I guess, how far do you think you have left to go?
We started working on it a week into the second semester of school, and I'll keep you guys updated on when it's getting close to being done.
And of course, you mentioned, you know, that you're learning skills to use past high school, which lends me to ask, what do you think being an FFA has taught you, the skills that it's given you?
Communication and leadership would probably be the top two for me.
I'd say it really teaches you just to get over your fears of, I mean, like conduct. Some of us freshmen and sophomores did conduct, and it's kind of hard to get used to speaking in front of all those people, but it's good to get used to it because that's what the real world's like.
And I guess maybe for some of you guys who are maybe upperclassmen, again, asking, what are the skills that you've learned and how do you think that might relate to your future career interests, whatever they may be?
FFA has definitely taught me leadership and responsibility because you have to show up to all your practices. And
it's taught me skills and leadership and like talking to people and feeling comfortable doing so, whatever field you choose to go into.
FFA has taught me many things, and one of them would be to what I want to further my education in and when I attend college and help our community around our town.
Do you have an idea of like what you want to study post-high school?
I plan on studying ag business at Northwest Missouri State, so I'm pretty excited about that.
We will be right back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Welcome back to our special edition of Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth Program. We are finishing up our conversation with members of the West Central Valley FFA.
FFA has definitely taught me to be a better public speaker, and then I would say the biggest thing it's taught me is to lead by example and just be in leadership roles, which we'll have to do in real life.
How about you, especially given maybe a lack of agriculture experience before joining FFA?
It's made me more interested in the agricultural aspect of life and how it benefits everyone.
FFA has not only taught me good leadership, but it has also taught me how to just mingle with others and make new friends.
What have been sort of the current agricultural topics that you guys have either been learning about or discussing, and maybe how that's also pertained to contests and conventions that you've also been going to?
Right now in Intro to Ag, we're talking about ag business, and I think that in contests, it's making critical decisions and helping out your team in the best way.
What issues are kind of the most important or prevalent to you guys, especially as being young leaders, and how you will be sort of the transition into, you know, the future of the agriculture business?
I would say, I guess, an issue I think about sometimes is just people knowing about agriculture and what it does for the world and what the place you live in and all the things that you use on a daily basis and the food you eat that agriculture is a part of. I would say that's the biggest thing.
So you have state convention coming up. If you guys kind of just want to restate what CDEs or career development events are you guys going to be doing there, if I'm speaking correctly, and what else will be happening at the state convention?
I will be participating in parliamentary procedure along with four other members, and I'm really excited about it.
I will be taking the Green Hand Quiz, which is just a test over different knowledges over FFA, and I'm excited to, it's helped me learn more about this activity that I'm involved in. Yeah.
Now the Green Hand, that's, I need a little bit refreshing on as far as, is it a verbal or like a written test, or how does it work?
It's a written test, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a sort of essay kind of test?
It's
or
an ABC, multiple choice.
And then as far as the rest of the school year goes, anything else upcoming for FFA projects or events, things?
So a couple things that are coming up in the next couple weeks would be our chapter banquet. Our banquet is April 28th on a Sunday night. And then another project that we have going on right now is our greenhouse. So we have a class called Greenhouse Management in the Ag Room, and they basically prepare the greenhouse for sales, and we bring in some money within the community from that.
As far as the sale works, are people just welcome to come here to the high school to purchase things? What is that like?
So the way the sale works is every night after school from 3:30 to 6, I believe, we're open to the public, and then on Saturday, 8 to noon. And so during that time, the community members can come in and look around and buy plants. And we have not set an opening date yet, but that should be out on Facebook or the school website, so you should be able to find it when we are open.
And do you guys do a lot of kind of recruitment as far as getting new members, you know, especially in the fall when, you know, seniors are leaving? What would you say is your sales pitch to get people to join?
I guess that is one of our big things. We have freshman orientation actually coming up this Thursday, and we just try to go out and talk to them and tell them all the opportunities that FFA opens. And that another little extra piece, I guess, is I think gets some freshmen, is you get to miss a decent amount of school for FFA, and that helps them get in the FFA. So
of course it's for traveling, getting to meet other people and do lots of other things.
For sure.
And you guys go talk to the eighth graders at the middle school, right?
Yep, we do that once every quarter, so four times a year, and the officer team goes over there and we just tell them what FFA is about and what we do and what we do here at the high school. So.
And that's a look at the West Central Valley FFA with guests Riley Abbott, Abigail Balsmeyer, Jaden Dixon, Paige Donnelly, Jackson Doyle, Riley Reynolds, Cole Sackett, Josie Sackett, and Matt Smith on the special edition of Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth Program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.